Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Oil Barons are 5-1 winners here this evening over the Spruce Grove Saints. Joined now on our post-game show by head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, you get the quick lead in that third period, and you battle through after falling last night 2-1 in overtime. A very convincing win over a very good Spruce Grove Saints team, but your thoughts on your team's overall performance here this evening?
Well, obviously we like the third period a lot better tonight than what we did yesterday. By our count, we only gave up one scoring chance in the third period. A more telling sign for us is we had 12 block shots today. So that tells us that our players were willing to do whatever it took to get the job done. And we had 8 in the third period, so our guys were getting in the proper lanes. Thought that we did a great job on their power play throughout the entire weekend. We give up the one goal there in the second period. By the standard that was set from the previous night, I don't know whether it should have counted, but that's not for me to determine.
Tom, you get 2 goals in the first period from Nicholas Leesburg. He's been flying around the ice all season this year and maybe finally gets a couple bounces to go his way with that first goal and then a good heads-up play on the wraparound goal. But what have you seen with the progress of Nick's game so far early on here in the season?
It's with every second-year player after that first year and they get a summer away. It's always a telling sign what type of player they plan to be, whether they're going to work hard and understand. I mean, there's that transition from a so-called rookie to a veteran. Nicholas is an individual that stayed in touch throughout the course of the summer and made it very clear that he wanted to be a go-to guy. He wanted to be somebody that the team counted on in a lot of different situations. I think that once he understands, what he's really able to do, I still think that he's only scratching the surface. I think there's maybe only one guy on our team that skates as fast as he does. So, you're right where he's buzzing around a lot. We'd like to see him get to those greasy areas and bust a lot more seams. And I thought he took a huge step today with the wraparound. That would have been a play probably 2 or 3 weeks ago that he would have peeled off and ended up on the half wall. But for him to want to go to those areas and make plays, I think is huge. And his maturation and his development, I mean, the sky's the limit. I think he's, like I mentioned, he's only scratching the surface of what he's able to do.
Jackson Verstraet gets a big goal for you guys in that third period. He was all over the place on that shift, had 2 shots blocked just prior to it, but sticks with it. And you mentioned with that 11 forward group, you get your more skilled guys out on the ice a little bit more. And Reed Morrison, I thought, had a strong game, especially in the third on that line. But what have you liked from Jackson here? He's a player that he's a gritty. He's right in there in the scrums and everything, but he's chipped in a couple goals so far.
Jackson reminds me a lot of Shane Fraser. His first year is maybe not the fleetest of foot, not the fastest guy out there, but he's always around the puck. He's always in the play. He's not scared to get his nose dirty. He'll block shots. He'll make hits. I think really Shane Fraser has the most hits on our team this year. I think Jackson is second. So he's an individual that is a team-first guy, and that speaks volumes for his character. He's somebody that I know that the players in our dressing room look up to because of his work ethic. He's also somebody else that, is continually asking, what do I have to do to get better? What do you see? And those are the types of guys as a coach you like to work with because they strive to get better each and every day. So he was a big recruit for us. I knew that he was a character kid. I probably didn't understand exactly how much, but he's definitely somebody that the future for us looks bright if that's the type of players that we're bringing into our community.
What do you think of his smile these days?
Well, it's toothless, right? He's got the one chipped chiclet. But again, that's a testament to you talk about team toughness is not necessarily anymore when guys are willing to fight and drop the mitts. Team toughness is, when you're going to get pasted on the wall or you're going to get slashed, you're still willing to go there. And there's no doubt in my mind, what Jackson is willing to do for the team.
Tom, Gunnar Kinneberg is a player that you got a lot of defensemen, so it's tough to get everyone in. I thought he was really strong this evening. He's a big body. You were using him in all situations. You threw him out on the power play there late in the game. But I think is he a player that you look at and you go, this is a player that could be a really, really big part of our team for multiple years?
He is. And I know that a lot of the press, gets enamored with Rochie and Miller and JC and that, but I thought that Gunner was outstanding today. The biggest thing with Gunner's case is, when you look at his frame and he's going to fill out and he's going to get bigger, anybody that knows Gunner's dad knows that if he ends up being half as big and thick as his dad, he's going to be a strong kid. But the thing that really works for him is that he can skate and he can think and he understands the game. It's different when you have somebody that you're trying to teach and they just don't get it. Gunner understands. He moves the puck. He's such a great kid. He's quiet. He doesn't say, a ton, but I thought that he was outstanding today. And I know that there's probably one guy, and I don't want to go off track. There's probably one player that we've had the last 3 or 4 weeks that gets very little press, but I think he's been probably our most consistent forward, and that's Jack Hamley. I think Jack takes huge draws for us. Jack has really elevated his game. It hasn't necessarily transpired into a lot of points, but I think that his value to us is just, you know, exponentially growing huge because, you know, he's hounding pucks. He wins battles. He's doing all of the little things, and I know that he's going to break out here and get a bunch of points, but he's also another one of those guys that flies under the radar. You know, guys like Will Connolly and Fraser and Coxie and Morrison, you know, everybody wants to talk about them, but Jack Hamley's been outstanding for us the last, you know, since the start of the year, to be honest with you.
I think Jack looks faster out on the ice again this year, and he's maybe throwing his weight around a little bit. He threw a huge hit in that first period that I think really set the tone for you guys that you weren't going to back down after an OT loss last night.
Well, he's one of those guys that you would probably classify as just sneaky tough because you wouldn't think that he's built, but he's somebody that obviously spent a lot of time in the weight room this summer, came back. He's always in the weight room now. He's pulling guys with him. So we appreciate that from a coaching point of view because that's what a leader does. And you know, again, I just wanted to point that out because his contributions, you know, in our, you know, success here early on can't be stated enough.
Tom, you get the split here, and well, you get the one additional point against Spruce Grove, but the weekend not over for you guys. You'll see Bonnyville for the first time this season on Monday afternoon, and that's a team that's kind of been up and down so far throughout the year. What kind of game are you expecting from the Pontiacs?
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde a little bit. I know we watched them at the showcase, and they struggled a little bit, but they've put together a couple wins here lately. A team that has a lot of firepower when you talk about Derek Brown and Morocco and Whistle and guys like that. So definitely guys that you have to be aware of. You know, historically, they're a team that's got a very mobile defense and love to join up in the rush. Haven't seen that much from that aspect from them, but I know that, you know, whenever they come to Fort McMurray, you know, you're going to get their best effort. So, I mean, for us, it's great that we got the 3 out of the 4 points. I told the players, unfortunately, they've probably earned a night out, but you know, we're going to have a Thanksgiving banquet tomorrow here at the Casman with billets and family members that have come up for the weekend. And then, you know, we got to turn around here and we got to be ready for Monday. And we tell our players after every weekend, you know, that last game, no matter what happens, that's the one that's going to leave the taste in your mouth for the entire week of practice. So, we turn around. This is an important stretch for us. We've got 6 games in 8 days. 2 games are down. But we get a couple days and then we're on the road for a 3-game road trip, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we don't want to look too far ahead. We'll enjoy tomorrow with family and friends, and then we'll be ready to go Monday afternoon.
A lot of hockey ahead. Tom, appreciate the time. Have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, and we'll chat with you Monday against the Bonnyville Pontiacs.
Thanks a lot.